Good morning and welcome to this Friday's edition of Local Matters. It's officially budget season throughout Tennessee. Over the next couple of months, I will be visiting with counties and cities discussing the adoption of the fiscal year budget for 2022. Today, my guest is someone I always love getting to visit with in Smith County and actually in the studio because he's full of laughs and just upbeat and a very good county mayor, and that's Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. Good morning, Mayor.
Thank you, Ben. It's always a pleasure to be here. You know, we're finally getting to get out and do some of the fun stuff that we've been not allowed to do for the last year.
Yeah,
so.
My time with you has been limited for about 12 months. Of course, they let me get out some, but it had to be specific, and y'all had fires you put out, so I've only seen you three or four times the last 12 months, and
we basically
more than that, but that's not enough.
We've actually got a conference coming up in a couple of weeks. I mean, I've actually been had a hankering for conference food since we ain't had one in a while.
Yeah. Hey, listen now, don't be wishing for something that turns out bad. Be careful what you ask
that's
for.
Right.
Tennessee County Services Association, who is one of the lobbyist groups for county officials, especially the mayors, highway officials, and county commissioners, is holding their spring conference, their post-legislative conference. They feel like the board felt like it was people were getting vaccinated. They could do social distancing. They could require a mask, and they're getting together in Gatlinburg, and you and I are going to be there at the end of the month. So it is going to be hopefully a informational and have a little bit of fun just getting into touch with people and talking to them and seeing how their families are.
Yes. You know, just, well, I mean, a lot of these guys we haven't seen in a year. We may have seen them on a Zoom call or an email or a conference call, but, you know, one of the good things about, especially for me as a first-term mayor, is getting around these other guys and learning and hearing. I mean, I say it bad, but sometimes you think you've got it bad, and you talk to other people, and you're like, whoa, pretty good in Smith County.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we have a good group of mayors in Upper Cumberland.
We do.
And I know you're constantly talking to those mayors, and I try to constantly stay in the loop with y'all, and it's I think it helps everybody.
It does.
And it helps to be in person and interact with one another and talk about budgets. And actually, the post-legislative conference is a good time for mayors to get together. Hey, what's your budget looking like? What are y'all thinking about doing? What are you doing with grant money? And we'll talk more about that later. But it would be a good time. Before we start on some budget stuff, how's your family doing?
We're good. My oldest daughter is second year. She comes home this week from tech, and she'll go home and work this summer and go back to school in August. I have one, my middle daughter, Lou. She graduates from Gornsville High School in 2 weeks.
Wow.
We're finishing up my last years on the softball field.
How did softball season go this year?
We're still playing. Of course, the district tournament starts Friday. We had a little scare back 2 weeks ago. We thought that there was a possibility she tore her ACL, but couldn't find out. It was just a bone contusion, and she caught three innings Thursday. So
she's a catcher.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good ball player, too. They got a pretty good team down there.
Yes, sir.
The game against Upperman got rained out, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, I was hoping to see you there that day. Had the wife good?
Wife's good, and then little man's playing baseball, so yeah. Wife's good.
You're not out of travel ball yet, are you?
No.
You'll be in that, eight, 10 years, probably?
No, unless he takes me up on my deal. I tried to make a deal earlier that I would buy a boat and a side-by-side if he wouldn't play organized sport, but we're still negotiating.
How old is he again?
He's seven, be eight in July.
Trying to negotiate with a seven-year-old.
Probably better off negotiating with ISIS or something.
Or county commission.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, budget, a lot of counties have been meeting with budget, and counties are different. The budget committees in Putnam County is actually probably functions a little bit different than the one in Smith County. And some budget committees meet all year long.
They do. We do.
You do. And do y'all pass budget amendments?
We do. We pass, but we have a budget meeting every month that coincides with the county commission meetings, usually the week before, and that's where all the budget and finance, all the budget amendments come before them. They approve them. It goes to
full commission
for the full approval.
See, our budget committee in Putnam doesn't even look at budget amendments. The fiscal review committee does. So budget committees function. There's different functions of committees, and there's the law really doesn't say what they can and cannot do, but they're a recommending committee. They're not the final approval, but y'all meet every month. But as far as the fiscal year budget goes for 2022, how many times have y'all have y'all met concerning that?
We started meeting right around the 1st of March, so we've probably, I'm going to guess, been somewhere 8 to 10 meetings, maybe. I may be off on that. They all run together sometimes.
Beginning of March is a good time. Putnam County met last or 2 weeks ago for last week, I guess, for the first time, or 2 weeks ago, I'm getting my days confused. And our first meeting was May 3rd, so it was Monday night. So we're starting this month is when we'll get into the meat of our right. budget. So what have the talks been like so far in these first budget meetings?
Good. I mean, you know, we still do the presentations where the elected officials and department heads come in, present their budgets, and talk about any increases. And basically at that time, you know, they come in, they make their presentations, and the commission – the budget finance hears them, and then basically, you know, the increases or stuff like that is moved to the side, and it's held till probably deliberations will start. I think final deliberation starts somewhere around the end of May, middle of May. I think this morning the school board is asking for a delay because BEP numbers have not been released yet, so they don't really know where they're at. So we'll start getting into the meat of this end of May, and we're having our first capital projects committee meeting Thursday night. So
wow.
we have built that capital projects fund over the last 2 years and not spend any money to where now we have an opportunity to any capital projects needs that we need. We can have this meeting and kind of the same deal.
Sure.
Lay out what needs to be done and what needs to be funded. So pretty excited about that.
How much money you got in there to spend right now?
So we've let that build for 2 years, and then so if you count the two that it's built and one going forward, we're going to be somewhere around $600,000. Now, that don't mean we're going to spend $600,000 this year, but, you know, if we need a couple of ambulances, maybe some few police cars and any other kind of needs that we can do that, because you don't want to say, well, we got $600,000 spending. That's not smart, because we all know we're sitting here looking at, okay, 10 years ago, we bought all new fire trucks. That's $1 million.
Right.
Well, so if for 10 years out from that, we need to kind of hold 100,000 or so of that back for that big project. And
sure.
You never know what's going to pop up through the year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and before we get into more budget talk, but speaking of capital projects, and I talk about this some when I have mayors on especially, yeah, that's something your administration decided to do.
Yes.
And it's one of those things I helped you look at because
–
you know, when we did the first budget analysis, y'all had like 8 to 10 capital outlay notes
yes.
for just vehicles alone.
Yeah.
And y'all were paying so much in interest cost.
Yes.
And you pay issue cost every time you do a
yes.
capital outlay note.
Yes.
And so, you know, y'all asked me what I thought, and I said, well, one way to save on that is to just pay cash. So you have to build up your cash, which is what you've done. You build up your cash balance or your capital projects fund. Now you can pay cash for patrol cars and fire trucks and ambulances and you have to worry about all those interest calls.
I believe there was a guy that sits behind a radio mic that's built an empire off the basis that cash is king.
Yeah. I think he has. He's somewhere down in Franklin, right?
Yeah. There's a big building down there on the side of the interstate, yes.
His house is pretty – I think he's selling his house. You want to put an offer in on it?
No. Okay. That's the one you see on top of that hill. But I think he has a house on Center Hill, too.
He does. But, yeah, cash is king. And so
I'm
personally am proud of y'all for that because
you.
It is – it was one of those goals you set in place, and you and your administration have achieved it.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it took
number
some,
one, yeah.
Yeah, it took some funding, but that's what it takes. It's everything in county government operates through funding, and so you got to figure out what funding you want to use.
Well, true, and with this budget, something that we've been looking at, and, you know, you're talking about passing it, well, the very first meeting we had, I laid out my vision and my goal for this budget, and one of those was, okay, so when we started this project, we were in a bad, you know, we didn't have our healthy enough, they call it sufficient operating capital to start the year. We were borrowing those tax anticipation notes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had said, part of that money that we set on the increase, and there's no running from that, we did increase taxes.
Right.
But 25 cents of that was put aside to build a $3 million operating income, which basically would be 30% of your operating budget in cash before you start the year, which
sure.
That was a direct recommendation from the comptrollers.
That's right.
We could never – they would never give us a number, but they said you need to be around 30. So we built ours off of that. Well, through an increase in revenues and cutting back and more realistic revenues, and Daisy will kill me for saying this, but we think we're going to end the year somewhere in fund balance of somewhere between $3.5 and $4 million.
That's a long ways from 2019.
Absolutely. Well,
fund balance.
If you take that number, then we've met our goal in 2 years instead of three.
Yeah.
So with that, and part of the promise that we made to the taxpayers back then was, you know, trust us with this money, we'll fix it and come back. So one of my goals is we give some property tax back this year because we've met that part of that goal.
Right.
That, that other 25 cents was not there just to be spent. The 25 cents was there to build that fund balance. So if we can give that 25 cents back, then we've done what we said we'd do.
You have. And that.
And I want one time in the world the government to do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah. And I'm going to, again, brag on you, the administration, and the commission, because it took – it took some guts to raise taxes your first year in.
Sure.
You know, you got in September of 18th. You didn't, September 2018, you didn't like it. Nobody liked it.
No.
It took some guts. But the comptroller was really pushing y'all to make some kind of decision on revenue, and that was the route, was property tax, because wheel tax and other things have to go through other hoops. So then the comptroller, as you said, and I can vouch for it, you need to have about 30%.
Yeah.
Of your operating expenditures, so whatever your operating expenditures are in general fund, you need to have 30% of that in basically a savings account, or what we call fund balance, and y'all have achieved that.
About $12 million budget, and 30% of that's about $3.6 million.
There you go. So
just plain old common sense country boy math.
Yeah, in 2 years you achieved it, and
we achieved it.
The administration achieved. That's right. And so that's something to be said. You're not issuing tax anticipation notes.
No.
So you don't have to go through those hoops and get extra approval for that. So, you know, right now y'all are definitely on a positive
direction. Point, right? And going back on the notes and debt. So we did do a bond refunding back in December, which changed got a lot of our long term notes tied back up together, and we were able to save like 9 or 10 years on the term, and about $1.5 million in interest by doing that. So that tied up a lot, you know, that helped us. And then when we got to looking at, and another one of my goals on there was the debt service. We're funding debt service right now, gets 26 cents property tax.
Mm-hmm.
We should have enough surplus in that fund this year that we can write a check and pay off every debt outside of that long-term bond debt and our Baker property, which we're working aggressively to get it sold.
Right.
With that, that changes. That saves us anywhere from 12 to 10 cents gain.
On property tax.
Yeah. That, of payments. We don't have to make any more.
Yeah.
So what I said was, is we can take that nickel, take a nickel of that 12 cents and move it over to capital projects. Then you're funding property capital projects at a dime every year, which you're putting $400,000 there, which benefits you, keeps you building for those future goals that are coming, because we know there's more stuff that's got to be fixed. And then the other portion, we can either move it and possibly move it and do, you know, we went a couple of years without giving our people an increase. So maybe with that 6 cents, we can figure out a way to give an increase this year too.
Yeah, I like it. We're going to talk more about that and what you look forward to coming back here in just a minute in our next segment. This is Local Matters with Ben Rogers. I'll continue to visit with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Just good conversation we've had in the first segment with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason, talking about the budget in Smith County. And there's, I'll say it again, they've come a long way since he first took office for Smith County Mayor August or September 2018. They remember we had him on. They faced a big tax increase because they were almost broke, basically.
Yes.
Over budgeting revenues, what got them in trouble, how many people got to listen to that show. We won't get back into that detail, but now they're this year, this fiscal year, which closes in roughly 2 months, June 30th, they're looking at having over $3 million in their fund balance on the general fund, which is the goal they set out to do in three years, and they've done it in two.
Yep.
Y'all have done it in two. So that's a lot to be said for. We talked about capital projects and how you're utilizing that.
Yep.
You mentioned the debt service a minute ago, and a lot of citizens don't realize how much of their taxpayer dollars goes into paying for debt.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned y'all are trying to find a way. Are y'all going to be able to pay off those small debts? And the only thing you're going to have left is a big bonds.
Yeah.
And so you said you mentioned something about the Baker property, which is by the interstate.
It's our industrial development property, yes.
And you're wanting to – the county is wanting to sell that.
We've got a grant through ECD, but there's a big match person on that end of that, and we've not been in a situation to do that, and I'm not going, don't want to ask the taxpayers to pay that for right now. We had it sold back 2 or 3 months ago with some guys, and there were some zoning issues in Gornsville, and it kind of got voted down, so they've moved to Trousdale County. But I've had several potential buyers come and want to talk about it, but it's kind of tricky because it almost, the majority of it has to be industrial, mm-hmm. or there's some money that'll have to be paid back to TVA. So we're kind of, if you're just coming in wanting to build retail and houses, then listen, this is, the price is going to be more because there's tied into that money paying back TVA. Where if if somebody comes in and says, hey, Mayor, I want to buy this, I want to build two pads, I want to build this building, then we're more, because that's what, in today's world, the real estate market's hot everywhere, but for every new person you bring into your county, there's a fear right now because workforce is so limited.
Yeah, and I did a show a few weeks ago with our workforce development director at the chamber, Caitlin Salyer, and she was talking about that, and she's working with people on that. Yeah. And It's funny how the zoning regulations are, and of course that reaches into Gordonsville too, right?
Right.
And so, you're all looking and saying, hey, it's got to be industrial. A lot of the common themes in even rural counties is mixed use buildings,
sure.
right? But you're saying that's not going to really go there unless they want to pay extra money back to TVA.
It could,
but yeah. It's going to cost them a little bit more to do that.
On the front end, yes.
Yeah, and mixed use, of course, is retail and actually living spaces and
right.
whatever else you can put in a building. So. Yeah. That's actually a popular thing now, actually hitting rural Tennessee. I've seen some
sure.
developments that way. But once you sell that property, that's going to go towards paying off the note.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so you're getting rid of that debt.
Yeah.
And so when you do that, you're building up your debt capacity too. So
mm-hmm.
you can, if you have to go to another project later
yeah.
on down the road. So, and I say that to say this, I was going to mention this last segment, but what y'all have done is not only have you met your goal of meeting a fund balance amount, you're planning for the future.
Absolutely.
Because if you're looking at capital projects funds and paying cash, you're planning for the future. If you're looking at trying to, give some money back to the taxpayer, which is, I know is what you're wanting to do,
right.
and that won't be official until y'all pass a
budget. No, that's just
but
a goal.
That's your goal.
That's my ask, yes.
You're looking towards the future. So it's one of those things where you're making plans. You had a short-term goal, you've met it.
Right.
Now you got long-term goals.
That's right.
And I think that's great. So, speaking of approved budget, what time frame are you thinking on approving the budget?
Well, we were looking at this, and with all this new funding coming in from the ARP and all that stuff, we were looking at things, and I made the comment one day, maybe we need to extend this out and see where we're at. But, of course, Daisy, my budget finance director, she's big on passing that budget before July 1st. And I am too. And then there was something that came out the other day from the comptroller's office, some kind of certificate you get for passing your budget early. And, of course, the competitive side of me said, I must have that certificate.
Yeah.
So.
You just wish there was a check with it, right?
Yes, yes.
For like
yes.
$1 million
yes,
for
because,
the state
you
or
know,
something?
If I get to stay here in this job long enough, I'm going to have a clean audit one of these days.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Well, we're going to get that landfill post closure fixed, and that's the only thing keeping me from having a clean audit. But we're going to get one of those if I get to.
Well, I'm hoping, and so I've talked about this before. I'm in constant communication with the comptroller's office, and they are the regulatory body for finances in county
yes.
and city government. I'm not, but we do disagree on having the budget passed for July 1.
Right.
I say if you can do it, but I say if you're going through reappraisal like some counties, it's
right.
hard to do.
It
well,
is.
Now they're saying you still can do it, and I'm like, okay. So I'm a little bit confused on that, and we're continuing to talk. They're basically saying
right.
approve your expenditures. With a motion that you're going to approve the certified rate. Well, you may want more than certified rates.
Right.
I don't know. That's a different topic for another day.
Yeah, that's next year. Reappraisal for us next year.
Yeah, so that's something I can communicate with. So you're thinking you'd like to have it done by July 1.
Yeah.
But at the latest, no later than July 30th.
No, yeah. No later. No, we think, we feel like we, I mean, and like I said, you know, past 3 years has been, you never know what's coming around next. But if everything goes well, we should be really good shape on getting that done before the end of June.
What do you think about the other revenue streams coming in? You have an outlook on that for the next fiscal year?
Sales tax is, I mean, when I first came into office, we lost 3/4% sales tax at the county level because there was a resolution that was wrote for when a school bond debt paid off that automatically went away.
Mm-hmm.
There was my first, the November of 2018, that was back on the referendum. It was voted down by the people. So we lost that 3/4 cents.
Right.
But we have more than got that back with the pandemic and the local spending. We also hired Miss Donna Barrett, and she did a sales tax audit, and she found us about $120,000 a year that was not going to us, it was going to another place. So that was a big help there. So,
and that's big.
That's huge.
$120,000 a year.
That's 3 cents.
Yeah,
property
that's
3
cents on the property tax rate. So that's pretty good. So Hall income tax is expiring
yes.
this next year too. So that's a little bit of revenue
yeah.
you're going to miss out
yes.
on. Hopefully sales tax is going to stay somewhere in the area where
yeah.
it's at now. We don't know how long. The stimulus money obviously helped that for this year. But we don't know where we're at exactly on
right.
that. And so.
Well, and we've been very conservative on those because we didn't really know what 3/4 cents. So we've kept those projections as sales tax dollars at a really low amount. And the last 2 years we have went way above it. So this year we'll look at that again and adjust that.
Right.
Because we think that we know that projection is low. So
right.
we want to move it up, but you know, you don't want to go all the way up to where you're getting in because like you just said, you don't know how much longer that's, how much long that stimulus is going to
sure
right
yeah
but
that's good information
cool.
there. We got one more segment. We're going to talk about the American Rescue, the ARP money, as you talked about what the county's expecting. We're going to talk about the state grant money that's been some news that came out on that last week, and a couple more things of what's new in Smith County when we come back with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. This is Ben Rogers on Local Matters. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. Just finished talking about some revenue projections in Smith County for this next fiscal year, and we're talking about sales tax. And one of the reasons sales tax has been so good is because of stimulus money. And what a lot of people may not know, with that stimulus money coming to you and your household, there's also stimulus money coming to the counties and cities.
Yes.
And that's the ARP money we were talking about. So this is basically the third round that's happened.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. And so what's the update on that, Mayor? What are you hearing on what maybe amounts the Smith that the county's going to get, and what kind of things can you spend that money on?
Well, you're going to put me on the spot.
It's $1 million
so
question.
You can make a lot
of money by knowing that.
Actually, it's a $3.9 million question. Because that's the last estimate they had slotted for Smith County, Tennessee, the county government was $3.9 million.
Yeah.
Half of that will be deposited somewhere in the middle of this month, mm-hmm. and the other half 12 months thereafter,
I think so.
The story.
Yep.
We got some guidance last week. I think you guys put out the CTAS, the guidance on we've been talking to banks, and, you know, we were thinking, okay, we'll put this in an interest-bearing account till we figure out how to spend it, you know, and at least the interest would be our money. Well, guess what? Now they've decided they're going to restrict how you can spend the interest money.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not – so, you know, why would you let the federal government get the interest when you can't spend it? So
right.
we're looking at that. And, you know what, banks are not really fired up about taking that big chunk of cash when, you know –
Sure.
Yeah.
And because they're going to hold it for you, and then you don't know what you can spend it on.
Right. Exactly. Because that was one of the things is, like, you know, it's got to be in a separate revenue account. It's got to be there's no trustees commissions on it. There's no, you know, the interest is restricted. The banks, you know, so, yeah. Funny story real quick about federal money. Guy told me there used to be a mayor in Gorenzville, Tennessee, Mr. Joe Anderson. And his famous saying, when the guy told me today, he said, if the federal government is going to give you a dollar, you better give them two to keep it.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. I've talked to a few counties that would rather just not get the money.
Yes.
Because they're afraid they're going to do something wrong.
Yes.
And they're not going to meet guidelines and
sure.
regulations, and the federal government's going to come back and get them for it.
Well, so next month, or not, no, next week, we're having a basically a roundtable with Jason Mumpire, and he's coming to Lebanon Ag Center, and kind of there's been, I don't know how many are coming, but I think this was Mark Putty, Terry Lynn Weaver kind of put together. So we're going to get to go down and put, they're going to give us some kind of indication as far as what they know.
Right. Well, that'll be good information.
Then. It will be.
I think if they can give you some clear guidance and you feel comfortable about the money and you can spend it for
sure.
a good cause for your citizens.
Yes. Well, maybe.
What did y'all use the money for on the COVID money last year?
The CARES Act money?
CARES Act money.
So we put $80,000 out to do, we're redoing an ambulance station. There are some upgrades in our camera system and security system at the jail that's 10 years old. So it's time. We talked to some IT people last week. It's time to do that.
Right.
And then that's where we're at. I mean, we've not spent all that yet. So
you still got some left there.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was for, a lot of items related to COVID.
If you remember, that was one of those kind of like this. It started out with tons of restrictions. We found a project, got a project approved, and then they came back and said, well, you got to turn this in by this date. And we're like, no, you said we didn't have to turn it in. And then it ended up where we ended up turning in salaries of first responders and got $300,000 check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just heard last week talking about grant money.
Yeah.
The state last year in their budget, last year in 2020, allocated $200 million to counties.
Yeah.
We heard last week that that's going to be cut in half to $100 million.
Yeah.
And they approved the budget.
Because I think we're going to get rich off this federal money, but I don't know if they figured out too. It's restricted.
Did they say what they're doing, that other $100 million they're not giving back to the counties? I never heard. Going back to the rainy day fund,
I think it's
maybe?
Going to the rainy day fund.
Well, so you're getting half. What did you get last year in Smith County from this money? Around $800,000?
$800,000.
So you might get $400,000. You don't know.
The last I saw was $250,000 guaranteed, and then based off population. So I don't know what that'll turn out.
You have any idea what you can use that money for?
This is supposed to not have any restrictions on it, which is the best kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we were able to take that $800,000 last year and did a lot of good stuff with it that we didn't have the debt, you know, that you didn't want to borrow the money for. So we were able to buy two bush hog tractors for the highway department. We bought a distributor for the highway department. We bought a new tanker for Central District Fire. We bought some more AEDs for the sheriff's department. We gave our first responders some money. We have a first responder program in Smith County where these guys are totally voluntary, but they go out and first respond for an ambulance gets there. We gave them some money. We gave the rescue squad some money. We're in the process the last little bit here. We're doing some software updates on document retention and budget finance, which is going to what I've been preaching for 3 years. They're not going to have to keep as much paper. So all those big file boxes that you got to find a building put in is now going to be stored on a server somewhere.
Right.
So, they looked at me like I had two heads when I started talking about it, but now they're starting to see through my madness because there's better ways to do this, and that's, you know, we're trying to get our government, and we've done a lot of that, so we're going to we'll buy that software with that, and then, so we used it for all those kind of things. Now, you know, this federal grant money, the $4 million, if you asked me, you said, Mayor, what would you do? $4 million would go a long way on fixing some roads.
Sure. It sure would. And they don't know if you can use it for that.
From everything we've seen so far, roads were not included on the infrastructure part.
The broadband and water lines is the only thing I've seen on
which are needs.
Right.
But, I mean, they're already pumping money down through USDA and for broadband and water, so why not let us do what we, you know, you guys handle the broadband and water aspects. We'll take care of what we need to take care of.
Yeah.
But again,
as a county commissioner, the most calls I get concern the roads.
Sure.
and it's my school. The school bus is it needs maintenance because it's coming down our road and it's potholes. The sheriff deputy can't get out of here because there's potholes. You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's true.
And it's wearing our cars out. So that's the calls I get.
Our taxpayers, our customers that are paying in, they're not riding on. But then again, it turns around and costs us more in maintenance because of our ambulances, our police. Yep. Fire and buses wear and tear.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And there's no magic bullet to fixing that outside of money.
That's right. And so hopefully next week you'll have more guidance from the comptroller's office.
I keep waiting for you to have the answers.
Well, I don't have an answer on this one. I keep saying the same thing. Infrastructure, water lines, broadband, and anything related to COVID. I mean, that's what I keep saying.
What's related to COVID?
That could be so broad.
Exactly.
Some counties are
taking... That's a whole lot of hand sanitizer and...
Yeah. Well, here's something I've heard, and I think counties are going to try to do this, is give their essential workers, which... In county government, I think everybody's been deemed essential.
Who's essential?
Yeah, the stipend, you know, a bonus or something. So that would help the employees. Yeah. But
it may be that's the only way we can spend it, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah. Well, I hope.
I really don't. I mean, yeah.
I hope we get some clarification.
I do too.
Soon, because counties are asking questions, and I don't have the answer.
Right.
Yeah. So what else is going on with Smith County? We've kind of talked about budgets and revenue. Anything else worth mentioning right here?
Last week, they wrapped up their third annual River City Ball, which was a big success. They raised a lot of money for charity, and it was a great show, great spotlight on downtown Carthage, which was really good. They've started a summer concert series, so every other Saturday, there's a concert on the Courthouse Square. They're arguing over permits and who shuts the roads down and stuff like that, but neither me nor I don't have a dog in that fight.
Right.
Let's see. Of course, it's summer. There's so much going on. You know, just it's lake season, stuff like that. There's that a lot of good stuff. I mean,
yeah. And one thing that's not been good, and
we're a ball community anyway. So I mean, it's right now we're in the middle of high school softball, baseball, and minor league, little league baseball. And as soon as that's over, it's football. I mean, that's there's no secrets that ball plays a big part in Smith County.
Sure. One thing we'll mention, we'll ask people to continue to, if they're not already, remember Steve Coble in the prayers.
Yes, had a very, I told people, that would be 2 weeks ago today, had a conversation with Steve. Steve has resigned as road commissioner, and before that was over, that conversation, he and I both were crying because, you know, Steve had some big plans. Steve just got reelected, and then his life was changed.
Yeah. And it's just a real kind of freak accident.
It was
what
freak
happened.
Accident, yeah. You know,
But it seems like his health may be improving a little bit. And,
yeah, seems like, you know, I saw a picture yesterday on Facebook. I got to get up there. I think he's in a long-term care facility right now getting some really good treatment, so I got to get up there and see him. But he's on the road to path, and then, of course, we're in the process of appointing the next one.
I was about to bring that up.
So the county highway officials, I think the sheriff is as well, but they have to be certified by board to even be a candidate for
that's
that.
Correct.
So that's one of those where we've ran the ads, and we're running the ads for the timeline, so these folks are picking up their packets, and they're sending that information to Nashville. It doesn't come to us. It goes to Nashville. It's direct to Nashville. That board will meet, and they will determine who's certified to run to be a candidate. They'll send it back to us, and then we'll call a special call to do it during regular business of appointing a road commissioner to fill out half the term. So this term will run from today or whenever that day we appoint them till September 1st of 2022. This person will have to run again next year in the general.
Yep.
Then they'll fill out that two-year term, and they'll turn around and have to run again in the general 2024. So it's, you know, you're looking at two elections, and if you're, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, Mayor, glad to have you here. Good information, as always. We'll see you soon, I know, but appreciate everything you do in Smith County.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for the help you do. And
I appreciate that. I enjoy working in Smith County. I'll tell you that. There's good people down there, and y'all have worked hard to get back in a good spot with the comptroller's office and for your people. So hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Yes. This has been Local Matters with Ben Rogers. My guest was Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. Does a great job down there. We'll see you next week. Everybody be kind to one another. Be nice to one another. And have a good weekend. Talk to you soon.